first tell me, why did you want to write this article?
I'm used to doing things about words and word origins, and names are really interesting because they're a little more mysterious, but all of them have stories, and I was curious to see what I could uncover about all these many, many Philadelphia neighborhoods.
Tell me about a couple of Philly neighborhoods and some of the stories that you found about how they got their names.
Well, one story that I really liked that I probably isn't quite true was the neighborhood of Rising Sun. There was a tavern there named Rising Sun, and people say the name came from the tavern. But then how did the tavern get that name? And I found an old book that claimed settlers had met a Native American chief who spent all night talking and smoking around the fire with them. And in the morning, he decided to gift them with the land as far as they could see. And as he did this, the sun was coming up over the horizon. And, and they said, "This shall be called Rising Sun." That seems like a pretty unlikely story. But it's fun because we aren't satisfied to not have an explanation for these things, so we tend to fill in and come up with one.
Let's talk about sort of a different category of naming, the native language naming, the Lenape people and their language. Tell me, it looks like there are a bunch of different Philly neighborhoods that got their names from that language.
The Lenape were a tribe that spoke an Algonquian language, and a lot of the place names came from the place names that they had for these places. And anytime you see a name that ends in a ing or a unk, like Manayunk, Wissanoming, those are Lenape words, and that ending, that ing or unk or ink, that's all variations on the same word ending, which means location of or place where. So King Sessing is a place where there is a meadow, and Wissanoming is place where the grapes grow. Manayunk, place where we go to drink. And so you've got a little interesting language lesson just in the similarity between those names.
And some of these neighborhoods got their names because of things that were there, like, I know, East Falls, Fishtown. Tell me about Germantown.
Well, Germantown was settled by German families, and the founder named it Germantown. Sort of a very, very simple idea. There are Germans here. We'll call it Germantown. And it's held on to that name. It was nicknamed Armentown for a while, which means poor town, using the German word for poor. And now back to Germantown. But it's a very straightforward way of naming a neighborhood. Who lives here? Germantown.
But tell me about Society Hill.
Well, Society Hill brings to mind ideas of high society, but it actually comes from an organization, the Free Society of Traders, which was a stock company that was founded by William Penn, and they had their home base there on Society Hill. So it's named very specifically for this Free Society of Traders, which was in the neighborhood.
And we've all come across neighborhood names, I'm sure, in Philly that we say, hey, is that a real neighborhood name, or is that sort of manufactured by those who sell homes, or, you know, the real estate industry kind of trying to put a nice sheen on a neighborhood? Tell me about those that are, you know, sort of neighborhood names that were named to sell.
Well, people who have been here for a long time all sort of refuse to use these names, like Graduate Hospital, or even University City, which wasn't called that until the 1970s, in an effort to sort of redefine what the neighborhood was and give realtors a thing to call whatever area they're dealing in. But it's really nothing new. It's from the very beginning. Kensington was named by a landowner after the palace, Kensington Palace. He had something like 200 tracts of land to sell there, so he gave it a fancy name to get those sold.
And some of these names obviously come from things that are no longer found in those places, like Chestnut Hill, which I guess pretty obviously got its name from chestnut trees that are now almost extinct. I think my favorite, though, was Fox Chase, which, even though it's obvious, I love it. I love the imagery. So tell us about Fox Chase real quick.
Well, Fox Chase, there was an inn there called Fox Chase, this was way out in the country from central Philadelphia, and people, the wealthy landowners would go out there to hunt foxes and do the country pursuits that English gentlemen did, and it took on the name of the inn and the activities that went on in that inn.
Any other ones that we haven't talked about that you think people should know about the story that's behind it, or multiple stories behind the naming?
Well, there's some that surprised me, like Nicetown seems like a pretty straightforward name, but it's actually named for a pair of Dutch settlers named De Nois. And that name, if you see it, people have this name, Nice, and it usually means that they're descended from the De Nois Dutch settlers.
So you've compiled this list of Philly neighborhood names. You've dug and dug until you found the interesting stories behind all the neighborhood names, or are some of them still mysteries?
Well, quite a few of them are still mysteries. Sometimes you dig and you'll find four or five different stories, or you'll find a story that seems a little unlikely, like Mayfair. Apparently, someone at a 1928 meeting wanted to name it that because this is a place where you may fare well. And that sounds pretty unlikely, but it's a fun story and an example of the creativity people put into it when they don't have an explanation and they really want to have one, and it shows that we want to know about the places that we live and the history behind them.
Erica Okrent, thank you so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.